I'm WUWM's Susan Bentz. Over the last decade or so, the city of Oak Creek, about 13 miles south of downtown Milwaukee, has been evolving. When a former major manufacturing plant was razed, Oak Creek reimagined a 21st century town square on the site with an adjacent restored wetland. Then to the east, the city turned another old industrial site into a park and now is taking on the adjacent stretch of abandoned land. Oak Creek is considering the development of more than 600 housing units butting up to the park. The city's plan commission had its first look at the public-private project Tuesday night. Picture Lake Vista Park in Oak Creek, or if you can't, Google it instead, just north of Ryan Road, east of Fifth Avenue. It features a whimsical playground and paved paths that wind through native plantings and woods and lead to Lake Michigan at the base of the bluff. I met developer Scott Lurie and others at the park's pavilion Tuesday morning, their faces masked and zippers zipped to ward off the chill.
Lurie describes the residential development planned along the park's western and southern edges as a three-phase project.
And there's a total of, an estimated total of approximately 648 housing units. So that's a combination of for sale and for rent product, ranging from a single-family home to a duplex, to a one-bedroom apartment.
Lurie calls the land Southeast Wisconsin's premier developable site for its size, 66 acres, coupled with green space that spills into Lake Michigan. But it's not without challenges. Like most of Lake Vista Park, Lurie's project will be built atop a once-contaminated parcel. Oak Creek native and retired city attorney Larry Haskins says it was first used for industrial purposes in 1915.
Newport Chemical Company developed basically a chemical city here. I mean, there was multiple buildings and they manufactured dye.
Newport was bought out by DuPont.
In 1930, and DuPont operated a chemical factory. You know, it was a time when there was no EPA, no DNR. So whatever waste products came from the chemical operations went in the ground and contaminated this whole area.
Haskins remains actively engaged in bringing Oak Creek's lakefront parcels back to life.
DuPont, they were ready in 2008, basically because of environmental conditions, to put a fence around the property and just not allow the public on here. And the city said, you know what, this is a great opportunity to open up the lakefront to our citizens.
Which city leaders hoped would ripple into economic redevelopment. First came the long process of covering the contaminated area 2 feet thick in clean fill.
350,000 cubic yards of clean soil was brought to the site to cap the site.
Milwaukee architect Matt Rinka's team designed the pavilion and bluff overlook shelters for the park created atop the cap. The developer then chose the Rinka team to draw up dense housing with smaller lots to hug the park's west and south edges. Rinka says the design goal is to create community, not a subdivision.
We looked at a lot of other projects and projects like this around the country. You don't see anything like this in the Midwest, but we feel like the excitement of projects like this, where you're creating a neighborhood and a community versus just a development, is something that people are really thirsting for.
Both architect and developer say if all goes according to plan, they intend to move dirt and start construction in mid-2021. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.